one key addition to that statement, and that there was an enormous if in that sentence, and that was if the government continues to attack aggressively on all fronts, and if those attacks, if the government is able to use what it can do, the tools-wise, to actually solve this crisis, then there's a chance that we could see recovery starting around 2010. That is an enormous if right now.
And did he give a little bit of a sense as to whether he thinks we're on the decisions that have made been made so far have been the right ones, or?
There wasn't so much of a look back into what happened in September, late September, early October.
Right.
I think he did address the Treasury plan announced by Treasury Secretary Geithner a couple weeks ago, said that plan, as it was laid out, technically addresses everything that is needed in allowing an economy to recover and giving us the opportunity to recover as a country. Whether or not it will work or not, he didn't really go out on a limb and give his ideas on that.
Let's talk a little bit more about the enormous if and the psychological impact therein, because it doesn't seem to even matter. I mean, it seems like Wall Street really loved it. I know that it's got people talking about it. Does it even matter if there is an if?
I think in the long term, yes. In the short term, I think if there's one thing that's been proven over the last couple of weeks is that the Wall Street's a pretty fickle place. You know, one comment by Senate Banking Chairman Dodd on Friday sends stocks tumbling. A couple comments today by Chairman Bernanke sends everything soaring. It really, the roller coaster itself is kind of making people look, and a number of folks on the Hill have said this, that, you know, over the long term, Wall Street is a good indicator. Over the short term, it simply cannot be used as an indication as to what is actually going on in the economy.
Right, and clearly, I mean, Wall Street is just very, very jittery because the fluctuations, they're fairly large, but also one little thing and they just go off.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Did Bernanke's comments, we're also sort of got used to Alan Greenspan sort of, you know, you sort of had to read between the tea leaves. Mm-hmm. Bernanke seems to be a little bit clearer, at least concise as far as economists can be. Did it give an indication? Was it something that people could actually understand?
It's interesting you say that. We've actually spoken in the last couple of weeks that, as you mentioned with Chairman Greenspan, the quote-unquote Fed speak, if you will, stuff that the layman, the average person, just simply can't figure out. I think when he at the start of his term, Chairman Bernanke was very much in the same school, but possibly due to his time as an academic, maybe he can explain things a little bit better. At this point, though, I think they've realized that they don't have an option anymore. They need to make everything that he says at least decently understandable, at least something that the average person can pick up on, because confidence is so important these days.
So what are we looking for next from the Federal Reserve Chairman? When is he supposed to talk some more, and are we expecting more to hear more from him, especially after the budget's released?
Well, he actually will be speaking tomorrow. He gives the identical report to the House. He'll be testifying in front of House Financial Services Committee tomorrow morning. Generally, we'll give the same exact testimony, and then we'll deal with fairly similar questions, but from a much larger committee. In terms of the budget and everything, it'll be interesting to see how he plays that. He is a little bit more reluctant to kind of stand out as the figurehead. I think he's very willing to sit back and let Secretary Geithner handle that role. But if he's needed, and especially if things continue to worsen, I think you'll see him much more.
There's been, of course, with the Republicans up on the Hill, there's been a lot of talk about concern about the deficits. And, of course, we've added a lot of money to the deficit just in the last 6 months alone. Did he express any concerns either one way or the other on the deficit? How big can this actually go before it starts having a broader impact on economics generally?
I think he's willing to express a concern. I don't think he's willing to say that we need to change policy because of that. I think in his mind right now, at least from what he's conveyed, he is concentrating solely on recovery. I think he said a number of times, we'll deal with other things when we've reached that point.
Right.
Until that point comes, you know, maybe the other things should be brushed to the side.